Welcome to Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, the podcast that transports you to captivating destinations around the globe. I'm your host, Jill Dutton, a passionate traveler and seasoned travel writer. In each episode, we delve into the heart of a destination with a unique blend of storytelling. Join me as we introduce you to fascinating individuals and explore the enchanted places they call home. To learn more about my writing and podcasting career, stay tuned until the end of the episode for more details. Now, let's embark on this global journey together, one person and place at a time. Today, we embark on a journey to explore the world of wellness and rejuvenation as we sit down with the visionary behind one of Canada's hidden gems, Spa Eastman. Nestled in the picturesque eastern townships, Spa Eastman is not just a destination, it's a sanctuary for those seeking a holistic approach to well-being. Our guest today is the heart and soul behind this oasis of tranquility, where health meets harmony and guests are held by the healing embrace of nature. From its humble beginnings to becoming a renowned wellness retreat, the story of Spa Eastman is one of passion, dedication, and a commitment to the art of living well. I had the pleasure of experiencing this haven firsthand, immersing myself in the serenity that Spa Eastman offers. From indulging in the soothing hot and cold thermal baths to daringly taking a plunge into the invigorating cold pond, every moment was a celebration of self-care, whether we were strolling the grounds admiring the scenery and the gardens, taking a yoga class, or dining on the exquisite cuisine. Join us as we dive into the conversation with Joselina Dubuc, the mind behind the magic at Spa Eastman. We'll explore the philosophy that drives this haven for self-discovery, Joselina's passion for the power of food, the unique offerings that set the spa apart, and the profound impact it has had on the lives of those who have graced its serene grounds. Joselina Dubuc, the founder and president of Spa Eastman, is a visionary whose impact extends far beyond the creation of a flourishing, innovative company. When she founded the first destination spa in Canada, she gave birth to an entire industry, with Quebec now boasting over 140 spas. Her legacy goes beyond business success. It encompasses a commitment to healthy living, environmental protection, and promoting wellness. Joselina's tireless efforts have inspired others, and her journey continues to shape the landscape of Quebec's tourism industry. So whether you're a spa enthusiast, a wellness seeker, or simply curious about the transformative power of self-care, you're in for a treat. Get ready to unwind, relax, and discover the secrets behind Spa Eastman on this enlightening episode of Global Journeys with Jill Dutton. Joselina, thank you for joining me today to speak about Spa Eastman and the experiences visitors can expect at your wellness destination.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. I enjoyed our visit so immensely when we came to Spa Eastman. I guess it was a couple years ago now. Just loved every aspect of your philosophy, so I'm eager to hear more about your journey. Thank you for joining me today, and I'm eager to speak about Spa Eastman and the experiences the visitors can expect at your wellness destination. If I remember correctly, when we met previously, you had mentioned a trip to India as the inspiration behind creating Spa Eastman in 1977. Is that correct? And if so, can you tell us about that journey a little bit?
Yeah, it's 1977. Yeah.
Yes.
But I just started before going to India. I discovered the power of food, the power of cure, the power of detox.
Yes.
And I was shocked by that. So I really did a big change of my way of eating. At that time, I was a teacher of history and geography, you know, high school. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised in a way that nobody taught me that food had an impact on how I was feeling. So that was the first wow moment, you know?
Yes.
And out of the blue, I just changed completely my way of eating, became vegan. Uh-huh. And at the same time, I discovered yoga and meditation. Mm. Then after a year of doing those things at home, I was dreaming of having real teaching about yoga and meditation. Okay. So that's why I went to Auroville. Uh-huh. It's in the south of India, you know. And when I was there, someone told me, oh, there is this doctor that is Ayurvedic doctor. You should meet him, you know. The word Ayurveda, I didn't know. So while I was there, I discovered this way of taking care of our health in a deeper way because I had time, you know. My first trip was 4 months. So I was really time to meditate, discover the hot and cold air, and giving more depth to my meditation and yoga. And when I came back, then that dream of creating a place where people will come, learn how to, I would say, discover themselves.
Yes.
So that dream without model, I would say, without having experienced myself in a, I would say, a destination spa or whatever. It's out of those experience about food, the power of what you eat, the impact on how you feel, the impact on meditation, the impact of doing physical activities, you know, like yoga. And I started to dream about a place, you know. That's how it really started in my head.
Yes. So then you found this location in the Eastern Townships.
Yes.
And it's a gorgeous setting. I mean, you really got an ideal location, because if someone's wanting to decompress, that's the place to do it. I mean, it's really an idyllic setting. So you brought this art of living philosophy to Spa Eastman. Can you, you know, for someone who's not familiar with what that is, what give a brief introduction to that?
Yes, as I said about the food and about the exercise. So in this property, there is 15 kilometers of trails and we are beautiful nature, even though we are at 5 minutes from the highway.
But, yes,
you know, we feel really in a retreat place. And then I design that kind of eating that I have developed through the since 69, slowly for myself, then creating the spa in 1977, how to do a healthy eating. And the interesting thing is that I'm not a chef. I love eating, but I'm not a chef. So I hire all kind of people to make it happen, you know. And sometimes I was not happy, sometimes I was happy of the result. And slowly, again, because I'm not a nutritionist, I could go on different way of thinking, experiencing. Like now we know Dr. Dean Ornish, you know, about plant-based diet.
Yes.
But at the time, it was not there. But I was experimenting through those people that were coming to those cooks that will come here. They didn't understand really the vegan cuisine. So it has been a growth process. And it's just in 1994, when I discovered the work of Dr. Barry Sears, well known in USA. And I said, oh my God. Yeah, then at that moment, I decided to introduce meat and fish, animal protein, in a healthy way though. So slowly, the comprehension of what is really good for the body, a true experience for myself and for our clientele, we design it. And the moment that it become very powerful for me, because now people think and know that a lot of ailment that we have,
yes,
we can call it sickness, whatever, it's due to inflammation. But how inflammation is created? And the most important thing is the food. So when I, through the work of different researcher, including Dr. Singale, who is not known on the Anglophone part, you know. So this doctor in France, a very well-known guy, say, oh, is it possible that all our ailment, our sickness, start from the intestine? We are at that time in 1983. And it tests 2,500 people suffering a lot and saying, how can we create a cuisine that will not create inflammation? when it now in 2024, a lot of people will understand what I'm saying.
Yes. But when you said intestine, do you mean like the gut microbiome?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
Oh, thank you to have the right word.
Yes.
But at that time, those words were not used.
No.
It was really a deep research that he did. And he followed those patients for 20 years.
Oh.
And 115 acre. And out of those 115 acre ailment, 89%, 91% enter in remission, which means pain is not there, you know.
Oh.
So my idea was, wow, is it possible to create a gastronomy that will just make you happy, feeling good, and will not create inflammatory symptoms? That's how I started that. That is in 2009. And then we really create tonic cuisine, which is, I often say, when gastronomy replaces medication, you know, it's a kind of joke, but it's not a joke. It's when you take out all the inflammatory, like, I could speak more about it, you know, but...
Please, that's definitely my interest. I'm with you, the power of food.
Okay.
So tonic cuisine, yeah.
Tonic cuisine. So it's a gluten-free cuisine. It's a dairy product free because of casein, you know, the protein in the dairy product. And the meat will be cooked very slow temperature.
Okay.
230 Fahrenheit.
Oh.
And less. Yeah, because what they discover is when it got high temperature, when you cook the meat, it create they call it a glycotoxin, a toxin.
Yes.
That could be cancer.
The carcinogens, yes.
Exact, the right word. Thank you.
Like from charring, like barbecue charring.
Yes. In French, we say Maillard reaction. You know, there is a reaction in the protein that could be, how do you say that?
Carcinogenic.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then we say, okay, and how about lactofermentation to put in our food? It's how to make our microbiota healthier and how to maintain our immune system at its peak. We are not in a diet here.
Yes.
And I've seen that people, like, they will come and want to lose weight, but when they are in this way of eating, naturally there is inflammation that goes away. And with that, losing weight goes.
It happens naturally, yes.
Yeah. So it's a way to a better weight management, you know, and at the same time preventing cancer and all that. But I'm not a nutritionist. I'm just a human that want to eat in a nice way.
Yes.
I would say in a sexy way. And without pain, you know?
Yes. Oh, I love it. This is fantastic. And while I was there, I noticed your wonderful gardens that you have. So is a lot of what you serve in the
Of course. Of course. Now we are starting again the gardens right now with our greenhouse, because all year round we produce a sprout and...
It was fascinating. In the yoga studio, there were sprouts everywhere. It was just fantastic.
Yes. Now we have a new greenhouse and we can do much more. And during the summer, for years and years, our garden are very generous with us. And we have a team that take care of it. And the idea is often people will do landscaping, you know. But for me, landscaping has to be in a direct connection with the kitchen. It's not there to decorate for decoration.
Yes.
No, it's great beauty, but has a link to be served at the table. And often clients say, oh my God, wow. Yes, kale is so beautiful, you know. But there is all the herbs and everything that we manage the decoration outside, landscaping.
Yes.
Connection with the cuisine. And that, I'm proud of that. Since years and years, we have been doing that. And often the specialists of landscaping will say, why do you do that and this and that? Often I have this thought that landscaping, it has been created by people that were rich. And they create beauty. But in respect with nature, can we create beauty and it has a direct link with our cuisine?
Yes. Yes.
So instead of putting a lot of energy to landscape and then go to the market to buy things, no. Then you go and cut your fresh hair, your fresh whatever herbs in there.
Yes.
And beauty is there.
Oh,
so a garden is there, how to also to harvest the forest in a nice way, to respect those plants that will be just a pleasure in the experience of the client.
Wonderful. And have you had guests comment that how that way of eating affected them? Do they notice feeling better, like in the, say they're there for 4 or 5 days or a week?
I mean, just that is just incredible for me. Even last week, there was a yoga retreat here. All age were there. And there was also two couple, I would say 70, something like that. And the first, after 24 hours, a client came to me and said, you know, I have arthritis and arthrosis. Every morning I wake up, pain are in my articulation. And this morning I woke up, pain was not there. After 24 hours, I was, oh my God. And this same client, 4 days later, she just came like bubbling, champagne bubbling. And she was showing her hands, you know, when you've got arthrosis, you say?
Yes, yes.
Your finger don't move easily.
Right, the arthritis.
She had the boat.
Yes.
So she said, pain is gone. And she said, look at my finger. And she was moving her finger. And she was like a 5 years old girl, you know, bubbling. And say, is it possible? Yes, we are biochemical. Does it create all the time the same effect? I would say, in a way, as spectacular as that, I don't know that. But what I know is, especially with the arthritis, 10 days later, people will say pain is gone, completely gone.
That's
and without inducing pills or whatever with that. It's the power, the biochemical power of what we eat. And you have to know that, I would say, half of our clients don't even know that we do that. They will just feel good. And we see it with people that has diabetes type 2. You say that way. And people that control their insulin by injection, you know. So they have to test every day. And that, I mean, it just speaks by itself. Because besides the fact that it's anti-inflammatory, we control the carbohydrate.
Oh, the carbohydrates.
Yes, it's really lower here. And at the same time, the fat, the healthy fat, there is more.
Yes.
And it's very interesting to see that the impact of diabetes type 2. And that, it's the client that tell me, you know. And often they will say, oh my God, I'm eating so much and I feel loose in my pants. And they will laugh, you know. How is it? Because we don't speak about calorie here.
Right.
Speak about anti-inflammatory. That's all.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah.
And before we run out of time, I want to talk about the thermography a little bit. The thermal
therapy.
Yes, the thermal therapy.
The hot and cold.
Yes, the hot and cold. Because, you know, there's a lot. It's seems to be the in thing lately. People talk about taking these ice water baths and things like that. But so can you tell us just briefly is what is the process and what is the benefit of that going from the cold to the hot to in, you know, and back and forth? What does that do?
Back that and also the power of cold by itself.
Oh, okay.
Because cold by itself, it has been, in French, we say it has been rejected in our life, in a way, especially us, we are in a cold country. And the power of cold is just incredible. And when we link it to the hot, it becomes easier to do. So we work with the infrared sauna. Infrared sauna, it's one of a guy from America, Dr. Yu, that really publicized it for me. And when he came here, he said, if you want to do detox, please do infrared sauna. For 40 years, I always had Finland sauna and or hammam, which is very good. And infrared sauna has the power to take out the heavy metal in your muscle, in the fat. Yeah, because infrared it enter in your body. That's the Japanese people that in the 60s it was a treatment in the hospital. That sorry, I really do say it in a crude way,
No, that's so interesting,
but
though.
there is a lot of knowledge about infrared sauna. And then when in America the tower 9/11, the tower collapsed, fireman. You know, the
Oh, the firemen,
firemen
yes, the
were caught in that, in a way. You remember all those picture of people breathing, that's grating, and that's
Yes.
so it's there was a lot of heavy metal in that, and those things enter in your system. How do you get that out of you? And it's the doctor you in that was in charge of depollute detox those firemen that introduced infrared sauna. That's how they did it, and so when I heard that about this technology, so I decided that to have that. It's a nice way to detox. People can read and research on that. It's very interesting.
Yes.
And then to go in the cold,
You're right.
to go in the cold in a I would say in a peaceful way, which is not easy. Because we have always our system that want to react to cold,
Yes.
stress,
Yes.
whatever, So we teach technique to breathe, relax, and go in it, in the cold, and then get out and observe how we feel. And slowly, when people start to feel the effect of it, they start to get in love with it, And that's why it's so popular, because it take out our toxin, all the cortisol, it
Yes.
help. And all the circulation in your body is activated. And at the same time, where it is so powerful, it's in the brain, the mind.
Oh, that's
You
amazing.
feel good. So what I teach here, because it's not everyone that has a cold plunge, but everyone has a cold shower. Has a shower, and most of people know that when I was young, they taught me that you take a hot shower and then you finish with cold. But everyone do it the same way. We say, oh, it's too cold. Okay, it's not the way I teach it. It's okay. You can start with the hot, but then you turn it towards the cold and you breathe. You breathe very quietly. And you check your resistance that you have, and you let them go. And there will be tension coming out, and you let go. And then you can stay a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And when you get out of your cold shower, it's just incredible the feeling. The brain is quiet. And suppose you wake up in the morning and you don't feel so good, you take the cold shower, it makes a reset in the body and it brings peace. I know in our blog there is instruction about that, but I hope that people will catch the idea
Yes.
is that it really activates all the system, and it's easy and it costs nothing.
Oh, that's
So,
wonderful. That's lovely.
yeah, then cold can become your best friend. And last month, I had a conference given a hotel, and I was tired, you know. And before the conference, I said to my husband, "Oh, I will go to the room and take a cold shower because I was fat, tired, you know." I entered peacefully in the cold. Of course, there is tension at the beginning, but I let go. And then I stay maybe 5 minutes. And when I went out of that, all the tiredness, the fatigue was gone. And I mean, in 5 minutes.
Oh, this is perfect. This is
Yeah.
wonderful. Oh, Jocelina, we're running out of time, but I love hearing this, and this is so wonderful. So I'm going to include links to the instructions for the thermal therapy that just like you gave for the bath or for the shower, and then also links for someone to come visit.
Yes, and what I would say is people, when they come in vacation and they want to really increase an art of living, I would say,
Yes.
there is a program for 7 nights.
Oh.
And there is personal training with that. And we really design it according to the objective of the person.
Yes.
Some come here just to lose weight, okay. Some to unwind, de-stress, and at the same time they need coaching. And in a way, it's a deal to come in Quebec, you know,
Yes.
because of the price first, and second because of the exchange of money, you know. So and they discover the French flavor,
Oh,
so
yes.
people love it, you know.
Oh, I love it so much. Well, thank you
Yeah.
so very much. And I appreciate you taking the time to educate us on this. And I'm with you on the power of food. So I just really, it's an
Wow,
important
yes.
message to share. So thank you so much.
Merci beaucoup, Jill.
Merci
Thank
beaucoup.
you.
Okay, enjoy your
Bye-bye.
day. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, the captivating travel podcast that takes you on an extraordinary adventure around the world. I'm your host, Jill Dutton, and I am thrilled to be your guide through the mesmerizing tapestry of cultures, landscapes, and experiences that await us. Global Journeys with Jill Dutton is more than just a travel podcast, it's an exploration of humanity itself. Through the power of storytelling, we illuminate the lives of the remarkable individuals we encounter along the way, whether it's through the eyes of a fishing guide, a distillery owner, a mixologist, a historian, chef, or even a farmer, each person we meet adds a rich layer to the narrative of culture and place. In this podcast, we embark on a transformative journey where the focus goes beyond the typical tourist attractions. Instead, we dive deep into the hearts and souls of the places we visit, uncovering the hidden gems and untold stories that make each destination truly unique. Join me as we venture off the beaten path, seeking authenticity, connection, and a deeper understanding of the world we inhabit. Together, we'll unravel the tapestry of cultures, one story at a time. Although my writing career began in the late 90s when I created and launched a wellness publication called Evolving Magazine, since 2015, I've worked as a travel writer on a mission to seek out the locally celebrated foods, liquor trends, outdoor activities, and stories of those I meet along the way. My work has been published in Wine Enthusiast, Afar, Woman's World, First for Women, Insider, Road Trippers, Modern Farmer, Chilled Magazine, and many more digital and print publications. I'm also the creator of Global Plates, The People We Meet, The Food They Eat, a syndicated column. Creating this podcast is the next step in my journey of sharing the stories of the people I've met along the way. So pack your curiosity, leave your preconceived notions behind, and let's embark on Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, where each episode promises to inspire, educate, and awaken the wanderlust within us all. As we travel on this exciting podcasting journey together, I invite you, our incredible audience, to be a part of it. Share your own travel stories, insights, and recommendations with us. Whether you have a hidden gem in your hometown or a dream destination, that has captured your imagination, we want to hear from you. Your suggestions will help shape the future episodes of Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, guiding us towards extraordinary locations and experiences that deserve a spotlight. Remember, this podcast is not about just the host or the guests. It's about the collective exploration and discovery that unites us all as wanderers in this vast world. So reach out to us through our website, social media channels, or email and let your voice be heard. Send your suggestions to me at jill@globaljourneyswithjilldutton.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, may your travels be filled with endless curiosity, open-hearted encounters, and transformative adventures. Safe travels, fellow explorers, and keep wandering.